Do lighten up. Sing something with a little bounce in it.
It's a small world after all.
No! No! Anything but that.
Hey there, Disney enthusiasts and aficionados. On the Inside the Magic Forum, I'm known as Doom Buggy Driver. Some call me the Demon Hunter. But most people just know me as Nathan S. And this is Living with Disney. Living with Disney is my chance to talk to you, the Disney fans, and give you a point of view from those of us who love you, but may not share your exuberant enthusiasm for all things Disney. It's meant to be fun, so I hope you enjoy it. Well, Halloween is over. I love Halloween, but it's nice to take a break from it. I wish I didn't have to wait a whole year until I got another one, but it is my busiest time. It's that time of year where I don't get to do anything except paranormal reports and attending ghostly functions. That is, when I'm not out buying Chrissy the newest Mickey Halloween decoration or plug-in jack-o'-lantern with Disney princesses carved into it. This year we've added Cinderella and Tink. To add to the confusion this year, Chrissy has also had a busy Halloween season. She just published her new book, Skeletons in the Swimmin' Hole, Tales from Haunted Disney World. So she's been really busy with book signing events. There is an upside and a downside, however, to our Halloween season being over. With the few extra moments that Chrissy and I have to spend together, she now has time to discuss her favorite topic with me. Our next trip to Disney World. Oh yes, I'm sure you've had this discussion. Anything can start it. You can be driving in your car, and you'll pass a billboard that says welcome. Doesn't matter where it says welcome to, but it reminds someone in the car of the welcome to Disney signs on the way to the parks. And the conversation begins. Trust me, I love talking about going on vacation, but a Disney vacation conversation can last for days. Where will we eat when we get there? Well, we'll have to go to the Living Seas. That's where we had that awesome South African lobster. You know, we should order another Disney Vacation DVD. Is there a free meal plan week coming up? Oh, and let's not forget, maybe we could look into the Disney wedding packages. Now, my trips to Disney World have been some of the most memorable vacations of my life, but I've pretty much given up on planning any other future trips. Say, to New Orleans. Why? Why would we do that when we could just stay at the Port Orleans Resort, right? Who needs a passport? We can just go to Epcot and drink around the world. She really does know my weaknesses. There are little things I'm told to remind me just how much a Disney trip would benefit me. You know, they have a place in Epcot where you can try Coke products from all over the world. You know you love Coke. It's true. I love Coke. But the last time I was there, they had some soda pop made out of bitters. Ugh. That one kind of backfired on her. Now, I'm not saying I'm immune to the Disney fever. I have found myself flipping through the channels, hoping to find a Disney vacation special on the Travel Network. But to be fair, these bouts of Disneyitis usually come after days of subliminal messages and hints to help me on my way. I hear things in passing like, remember how much fun we had just relaxing on the Webway? Remember when we got stuck on the Snow White ride and the lights came on? Don't you wish you had a camera to take photos? Boy, now that you have a new camera, I can't wait until you get the chance to try it out in Disney World. How much fun would it be to finally see the rest of Animal Kingdom? You've never seen the Festival of the Lion King. She knows Animal Kingdom is my favorite park, and she never fails to use that against me. Ah, but it doesn't stop there. I'll come home and find brochures from our last trip to Disney sitting on the table. Or my computer will have been left on the Disney planning page. Or I'll turn on the TV and see the DVD player has been left running, with one of Chrissy's video photo albums of our last trip to the world. What to do, what to do. Oh, by the way, thanks Ricky for giving her new ammunition to use against me each week. Honey, I know you like cartoons. Well, now you can follow Kim Possible all over Epcot. I know you love pizza. Well, now there's a new pizza place called Via Napoli we have to try when we go. Oh, wouldn't you love to go on the new Animal Kingdom Safari Tour? Yeah. Thanks, Ricky. When all else fails, birthdays and holidays are a great way to get your trip. Last time, she gave me a trip to Disney as a Valentine. Now let's be fair. Who do you think that gift was really for? But I had a great time. One bit of advice for those of you Disney lovers trying to convince your significant other that it's time for a trip. Be careful. There is a breaking point. There is a chance that we will hear so much about Disney World that we feel like we've already been there just from your stories, and we don't need another trip. So good luck, but be careful. You don't want to overdo it. As always, you can find me on the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show at ghostanddemon.com. My best to you all. Happy planning, and keep living Disney.